And I'm one of these people that I have no problem at all calling out evil for what it is, whether people like it or not. And what we're now seeing, and I'm seeing it play out, is there is a certain group of people, and if I mention who they are, they'll call me an anti-Semite, so I won't call them anything.
We get it.
These particular people, and the thing is that when they call me an anti-Semite, first of all, it shows a complete lack of intelligence because I've had my head office for 24 years in Dubai, and I'm surrounded by Semites. 95% of them are Arabs. And of course, Semitism is a language. It's not a group of people. And they've done this thinking that the world is dim or dumb and doesn't realize what it means. And the other thing I would say is, but in this group of people, the good ones would never ever say that. It's
Right,
only the bad ones
right,
that say
right,
that.
right. It's a game. It's a scam.
It's a scam. It's an out and out scam.
Same
And
thing. Same thing with the
what?
people on your channel who put, comments in your post, on your posts. The ones who are really rude, they're not the patriots. They're not the followers. They're just in there trying to dissuade us from staying in the fight.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And I've got to a stage now, Melissa. I was born and brought up in the Exclusive Brethren, or the Plymouth Brethren, whatever you want to
Oh,
call it.
okay.
From birth until 23 years old, I was told on very, very good authority that we were the chosen ones.
Right.
And
Right.
everybody else was inferior, everybody.
Right. Right.
And
Right.
I was even educated at a young age. The Jews were well down the pecking list because they crucified
Oh.
their own king.
Okay.
But they lost their rights,
Oh
according to
wow.
my teaching.
Oh, okay.
According to
What you
my
were taught,
teaching.
what you were taught when you were cr growing
What
up.
I was taught is they lost their rights because of the fact that they killed Jesus.
Okay.
That's what I was taught.
Right.
Now, whether that's right or wrong, I don't know. But I do know one thing, that when I get asked what I identify as, what religion do I identify, I said they're all wrong. Every one of them's wrong. I said I identify as a sinner, saved by grace. That's it.
Right.
I don't have a
And we
title.
don't have to label.
No, I don't have a label. I don't have a label. And that's where I'm at on that specific subject. I wanted to lay that out there because there's a lot of attacks coming now because we've stirred up a hornet's nest.
Right. Which hornet nest are you talking about? Because there's several hornet nests that are stirred up right now. Trump's
Well, the
Trump, that's
hornet's
his
nest I'm
famous thing
referring.
to do.
Yeah, it is. The hornet's nest is the fact that there's a group of people out there that if you criticize them
Oh,
for
that boy.
killing people
Okay.
in the Lebanon,
Right.
you're an
Right.
anti-Semite.
Right. Right.
Because they have a right to kill anybody they want. They don't feel they have a right to be accountable.
Right.
I don't believe that.
Right. And that's, one of the things that I have talked about on my channel, and I just released my new book called The Golden Age. So you guys go and check it out.
Lovely.
It's $2.99 on Amazon. This is where we're headed, and all the biblical promises, not all of them, but a lot of them, about the golden age of peace, the golden age of health, the golden age of wealth, the golden age of unity, and all these things. But at the one of the first chapters, I talk about in Deuteronomy 29 and 20 and 30, when they were entering into the promised land. They crossed the Red Sea. Now they're entering into the promised land after 40 years in the wilderness. Moses said, look, when you go in, if you end up, doing this Baal worship, all this evil, then the Lord's going to have to kick you out of the land. And that's exactly what happened. He did say that eventually you'll come out, and you'll come to your senses, and you'll realize that you're not supposed to do this to children, and then the Lord will restore you. That's where we are on the timeline of history. A lot of people don't maybe necessarily know about Deuteronomy 29 and 30, but go and check it out. And I've also have videos on my melissaredpill.com channel to find out. But the point is, the people were kicked out of the land not because the Lord wanted to destroy them, but because He loved them. And he knew that their leaders were drawing them into evil, and they if they stayed there under like ones like Ahab and Jezebel. Everybody already knows about Jezebel. Her name is, has gone through the annals of time. You know, if they stayed under that kind of leadership, they would be drawn into doing such evil things as they did. And so that's why they had to be to leave. And this is why Jeremiah wrote our famous passage, and everybody knows Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. He wanted us to leave that land, our ancestors to leave that land, so that they would, and I consider myself a true Semite, because I think this is our ancestors. I think many of us are the true Israel, and we don't even know it. I talk about this on my channel too, called the Lost Tribes of Israel. Because if the, I have another video that you guys might want to check out, because it's very timely. That see, the family had five different mothers, one father, Jacob. Well, two fathers technically, because he had four wives, and then he adopted Joseph's two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, who had, so there was, that means a second father and another mother. So the five mothers, bottom line, they were ethnically diverse from the get-go. And so they aren't all looking the same. So they've hijacked this name. And that's really what it means when the Bible says to it, you know, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. They have taken this name and they've used it for evil. And that's what you're really pointing out, Charlie. They use this to manipulate and to control. And we're waking up to that now, and we're not playing that anymore.
And of course, the term anti-Semitism has been fed into our psyche for 20, 30 years in preparation for this, that when they
Yes.
do things that are truly evil, they can throw that at us in the thought that we'll be scared,
Right.
we'll be
Back
petrified.
down.
Whereas
We're not.
we're not scared of their language, their wording.
Well, they've been
And
doing
when
this
people
for a long
realize,
time. They've been doing this, you
yeah,
know,
exactly.
for a long time. It's just now we're aware of it now. We
Yeah.
just didn't realize what they were doing. Because we were, and one of the reasons is because it was all coming out through the controlled media. And now we have channels like yours and channels like mine and channel, you know, of Twitter and X and you know, all these other social media, and they can't keep the truth down anymore. This is the Great Awakening.
It's in the Bible too. It's in Revelations 3:9.
Yes, sir.
You are the synagogue of
That's
Satan.
right.
You claim to be Jews and you are
You are
not.
not. That's right. That's right. Jesus told us. He was warning us about it. Yep.
Yeah. And this is where we'll see the Antichrist.
I don't know if you remember
From
what
people
my
who
thoughts
claim to be
are.
something.
Yes, exactly. And so I really do believe that the Antichrist is, we were misled, I believe, to believe that the Antichrist was one individual person. I don't believe that's the case. I think it's this New World Order. I think they are the Antichrist because they are anti-God, anti-faith, anti-family, anti-justice, anti-law, anti-everything that is good. They have infiltrated everywhere. And for those of you who aren't familiar with that, I wrote this. I've been teaching children God's word for many, many years, more than I care to say. And so I decoded the book of Revelation here. If you haven't seen it, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. Again, it's $2.99 on Amazon. I'm just trying to get the truth out. So yeah, definitely check into that. And you can also listen to the audiobooks that are over on Melissa Red Pill. And it all makes sense now. I never touched it because I didn't understand it. And now I do. I realize once I realized these people worship Satan, they really seriously worship Satan. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Then maybe everything that we've been taught, because I was taught, you know, every religion is taught, maybe they're taught a lot of truth, but then a lot of error sprinkled in there. And, you know, I don't really necessarily blame all the people in the, you know, obviously not the regular people in the pews, and even some of the pastors, they're just brainwashed also and controlled. And that's the whole point that they have done all these years. You know, actually, that's, if you want to, again, the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, I go into the four horsemen. And that of the four horsemen, there's the white and the black and the red and the green. The white one is the puppet leaders. They have installed puppets all over the world. You talk about that a lot. And really, the puppets are not just in government, but they're also in the religious institutions to try to keep us divided. And that's the wonderful thing. One of the chapters in the book, The Golden Age, I talk about the Golden Age of Unity. And it's just that every religion will recognize the Lord Jesus as the King of the world, and that we're all going to be one big happy family. It's going to be so beautiful.
It is, and there's a lot of your audience and my audience who've been focused on the reset,
Yes.
When's it happening? When's it happening? And a lot of people don't realize, and this is something that I'm realizing day by day, the reset within each and every one of us is happening now.
Amen.
And I'm having things happen in my house, in my life right now that I can't explain, that are happening, that are taking me back to my 20s.
Really?
The music I'm listening to, the music I'm listening to is the music that I listen, that I played and sung in my 20s. Where's that come from? This is the reset happening inside me. The things that are taking me back to the 1980s. And I tell you what, there were certain musicians, Glen Campbell, Johnny Cash,
Yeah.
the Carpenters,
Yeah.
that you listen to the music and they're against the music we have nowadays, there's no comparison. Johnny Cash, a great storyteller in his music.
Oh, yeah.
Great
I grew
storyteller.
up in his hometown.
Incredible
I
man. I
know.
loved his music.
I know. And so President Trump, of course, placed his music at his rallies, you know. Sooner or later, God will cut you down. I talk about that in the book. I'm like, this is, you know, he was trying to tell people, and it's in the chapter on, you know, making music great again, the golden age of music. We're going to have good music, and it's not just what you'd consider church music. Yes, I think there'll be a revival of Bach and Beethoven, but I think more even in every genre, you have good songs that tell the truth, like Johnny Cash did. You know, it's going to be
And the other
beautiful.
thing that I found very interesting was there was, I forget her name now, there was this with a woman that was a spiritual woman with Epstein, the crazy spiritual cook
Maria
or whatever, Maria
Abramovich.
Abramovich. She was claiming that Trump is with them because he's promoting MAGA, which MAGA is the highest level of Satanism. It's like they try and steal everything they possibly can
Right.
and turn it. And this is something that I've learned the hard way, that the Bible, there is a million different interpretations of it. But there is only one interpretation that's right, and
That's
that's God's.
right. Thank you. That's right.
And unless you've got a personal link with God,
That's right.
then you'll never understand anything. Nothing makes sense because you'll sit there and go, well, it says an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth, and it says, let him that's without sin cast the first stone. It conflicts. That's how the devil will have you think,
Right.
because you're not getting the spirit of it.
Right. Well, and just like with President Trump, we're calling out the Pope. You know, he's like, don't you understand? An eye for an eye. We have got to call out and bring law and order because we've got to protect the innocent. You know, and so it's you know, yeah. The Pope, unfortunately, is just a control another one of the puppet leaders, a controlled puppet.
Well, for those who followed me for a long time, I was privy to the information of when the Pope was arrested 4 or 5 years ago. And that's when they emptied the Vatican. What we're seeing now is the pantomime of what happened 4 or 5 years ago. And for
Right.
me, it's a real privilege now to sit back and go, this is what I was t trying to tell you that was happening. There was people out there that stayed with me, and most of them are watching here, who stayed with me and now seeing it come out in public. And for me, it's lovely that it's in the public domain now. It hasn't bothered me what people have said on the journey. Yes, we've lost lots of followers because they went, yeah, you weren't, you were, nothing happened, Charlie, nothing happened. And that never bothered me because I knew it would happen.
Right.
And the more awake you are, the faster you see it, because everything makes sense. And Drew said something to me. I hope you won't mind me saying this, Drew. She said something to me the other day that was actually bang on point. And that was, if you look at all the celebrities and all the big players in the world, the politicians, all the ones that are alive are actually dead. And the ones that you thought were dead are actually alive.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be amazing? You know, and actually in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, I think it is, and I talk about this in the book. And I'm just throwing this out there now, and I also did this in the book because I don't know exactly how it's going to happen. But it says that there are those who will come back to life. Well, what does that mean? Is this exactly what you're talking about, Drew? That they'll come back to life, and it says that they'll rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. It's as if they become superhuman, like it's, you know. Who would deserve it more than JFK to be alive and to have have the first ones to get the resurrected body that cannot die? I mean, that would just
Michael
be
Jackson.
amazing. There you go,
Yeah.
another one.
Princess
There you go.
Diana.
Yes, these
Princess Diana.
and
Yeah.
they've proven themselves to be faithful under terrible pressure. And that would be amazing because I think that that would be someone that for 1,000 years people would go, okay, I may not be able to trust this person, but I know I can trust Michael Jackson. I'm ready for
There's
all
so
that.
much.
I have a question
There's
for
so
you.
much. Yeah,
I have a
please.
question. Okay, so the things that I've been hearing about going on, like Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent just came out saying they're doing. Going into all these banks in maybe Dubai, and they're getting access to the records where they have been doing some of these transactions and laundering this money because of the sanctions and the oil in Iran. And so that it's really causing a big stir. And so, yeah, finally, sanctions actually mean sanctions, and there's people being held to account. So, what do you say, sir?
I say another part of the pantomime because that all happened 4 years ago. They went into all these banks, they got all the records, and they got all the people. So if you're still here, you're not one of them. And if you are not here and you've got a body double or a clone, then you probably were one of those people. But yes, you're absolutely right. I'm going to come on to that about the Middle East as to what's happening, because what's in the mainstream media is about 180 degrees opposite of what's really happening there. But I have to be careful what I say because we're in the middle of a war. But Donald Trump very clearly was put in this role by God, not by you, not by me, not by the voters, not by anyone else. God put Donald Trump here for a reason. And his reason wasn't to come and save you. His reason was to come and stir it up. Because Donald Trump's not going to save you. Jesus is. And there's too many people become dependent on Trump. He's there stirring the pot and causing everything to come to the surface so you can see it. And for the last year, he has pretended to be Netanyahu's best friend.
That's right.
And he's not.
That's right. He's not led around by the nose by Bibi. If anybody thinks
No,
he
he's
is,
not.
they're thinking wrong. And Bibi
And the
wants
best
the
thing.
Iran in the worst way. He wants the Iran con the control of Iran. He wants to put in Pahlavi in the worst way, and it's not going to happen.
No, and what's happening right now is a leveling of the playing field so that America will bomb Iran, but they'll bomb sites in Iran where they've set up the United States set up Al Qaeda, ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, all funded by the CIA through USAID. But the brainchild was Mossad, Israel. They were in cahoots to destabilize Iran, which is the last bastion against the banking cartels.
Amen. That's right. Yep. I agree with you 1,000%.
So while you're on that subject, I have a question here regards. So Pop Pop says, Charlie mentioned that Iran would defeat Israel. Would they do it with a nuclear bomb or with their hidden missiles? He also mentioned that Iran would never try to develop a nuclear bomb, but that is one of the conditions. Would they not agree to at their meeting?
First of all, Iran will take out Israel. Second of all, they will not and would never use a nuclear weapon for one simple reason, that they never have had and never would have a nuclear weapon. Iran never would. There's a fatwa against them having them. That's been in place for a long time. And inside information from the people we know in the CIA and the FBI confirm there is no evidence and never has been any evidence that Iran's had nuclear weapons or the capabilities. None, ever. This is all to do with banking and control of their assets
That's
and control of the Strait
the
of
key.
Hormuz.
Getting
Yeah.
control of the criminal cabal, the criminal banking cartel. In my opinion, they're the danger. They're
Yeah.
the quote nuclear
Yeah.
destructive force. The
There's
through
not.
whatever means they use, medical, thousands of different ways to destroy humanity. And that is what he's talking about when he says that this destructive force had to be stopped and prevented from happening. This is who he's going after. And I think that's when he was talking about yesterday, and I just posted a video called The Red Cross, and funny, it got pushed down and banned on, it's still up on YouTube, but it got slammed. So definitely go and check it out. It's over on my new, well, my revived YouTube is Melissa Red Pill 11. But yeah, when he said about the Red Cross, I think he's pointing to the Red Shield, which he's
Yeah, the
saying that.
Rothschilds.
And that picture, there was no Red Cross person in that picture. You looked at it. There was a person with a stethoscope all around her neck, but there was no Red Cross. So what was he talking about? There was one thing that was changed, and I talked about this on the video. There was a the original picture that was posted in February had what looked like three servicemen, as if they were flying into heaven, but you couldn't really see, there you could see the you couldn't see the head of the middle one because it was like they were flying into heaven. On President Trump's, it had a weird, like a demonic. That's the only thing I can think of. Unless someone in the chat can tell me what am I missing. There was nothing on there that was a Red Cross, unless it was that he was pointing to, is that is the demonic force that they have used to launder money, traffic children, and all that. So had you looked into that at all?
I haven't, but it makes a lot of sense because the one thing we were told a long time ago is to sit down, enjoy your popcorn,
Right.
which you do when you're watching a movie.
Right.
And even though they've tried to hide it now, trust the plan. And it's not Trump's plan. It's not even the White Hat's plan. It's God's plan. God will not be mocked. And what's happened right now is there are a group of people out there that are mocking God. Now, I'll be straight with my audience. I don't care what faith you are, what religion you are, what sex you are, what color you are. You don't have the right to kill another soul. That takes you from bad to evil. God is the judge, not you. These people need to be judged. Not killed. That's not your job. God is the judge. God will judge who's done what. And there are people out there that have made massive mistakes. And I've talked many times about, I've been good and I've been bad. I've never been evil. I've never taken another soul, ever. My father always used to say to me, drive carefully, because the worst thing you could ever do is kill another human being. That I grew up with. I grew up with that. We were better than everyone else, but it doesn't mean it gives you the right to kill other people.
Wow.
So even though the Plymouth Brethren, the Exclusive Brethren, thought they were better,
Right.
they never even got into the realms of
Right.
the thought of killing others. Not like some other groups that we know of very well in Israel at the moment, who think it's okay to kill
Right.
the children. They will grow up to be terrorists in their eyes. That is evil,
It
no
is.
matter what way you look at it.
Right. I think that's a facet of every religion, is to have this mentality that you look down on everyone else, and that we're the ones who have the perfect understanding, and everybody else has doesn't. And so we all have The Bible talks about until we come to the perfect man, and it's not really talking about perfection like a lot of people think of, but just full understanding. And so every world religion has been, hijacked to a certain degree or another. And so there, we all are having, we're just coming to this truth. All of us are in that phase. But the great thing it says in the golden age, the millennial kingdom, says there'll be no more deception for 1,000 years. Is really hard to imagine. It reminds me of the woman at the well when she was talking to Jesus, and I think this is in John chapter 4. Four, whatever it is, four, whatever. She's talking with him. She was a Samaritan, so she was, not a Jew. She did not understand, so the same things that Jesus understood, because they actually read more of the Torah, the Bible, and so. They were trying to reach out to God in their own ways, and they had a lot of misunderstandings. Okay, fine. But Jesus understood that, and he loved her. He cared for her, and he connected with her. And she said, she at the end of the conversation, she realized who he was. But she said something very interesting. She may not have gotten everything right, but she knew this. She said that when the Messiah comes, he'll disclose all these things to us. He'll make all these things clear to us. I think that's where we are on the timeline of history. We're at that time when the Lord is helping us to understand all these things until we get to this time where there's no more deception. And I think that though all the different world religions are in that same situation. The Lord is not angry with them because they don't have all the T's crossed or I's dotted. None of us do. It's a matter of our faith. Are we on the side of evil or on the side of good? And you've been saying that for ever since I've known you.
Well, I had a very interesting thing that I did a video about it the other day, Melissa. I was asking God, because I grew up believing that Jesus Christ was my savior. And I believe that today. I grew up from birth believing that. And there were certain people who used to say to me, "But Charlie, you have to call him Yeshua or Yahweh." And it was something
Like
that
he couldn't
grated
figure
with
it
me.
out who you're talking to.
Well, it grated with me because I was like, there were certain people that were adamant
I know.
that that's what I had to do.
Right.
So I said to God, "Can you just clear this up for me?" And God keeps it very, very simple. God said to me, "Charlie, where do you live?" I said, "I live in Spain." He said, "How long have you lived there for?" I said, "43 years." He said, "How many Spanish people have told you you don't live in Spain? You live in Espana."
Right,
I said, "None.
right.
None. When you're English, you live in Spain. If you're Spanish, you live in Espana. If you're German, you live in Deutschland. If you're German. If you live in Germany and you're Spanish, you live in Alemania. And if you're English, you live in Germany." And suddenly, God makes it so simple and so clear. I believe in Jesus Christ because I'm English. Now, if you go back in history to the Hebrew language and the Aramaic language, of course, the letter J didn't exist then. So Yeshua, Yahweh, was the correct pronunciation if you're a Hebrew or if you're an Aramaic speaker. But we're not, are we? We're English. So if you're English, you say it. And I have this conversation with my wife about God. Because in the Arab countries, the word Allah is the direct, God is the direct translation of the word Allah.
Yep.
God didn't exist as a word before there was English speakers.
Right.
Allah is the word that was used in the biblical times and way before, way back in time. And this is where, oh, you have to say this, you have to say that. No, you, whatever language you speak. I had the shock of my life in 1983 when I came to Spain. There was loads of blokes called Jesus, Jesus. I was like, "What's going on here?" It's just a normal name for a bloke. It's like, really? No, can't be. And that was just that's how blind I was to that. So I found God's sense of humor amazing.
Right.
When you ask God a question that was plain playing on my mind and on my heart for a long time. God
Not
gave me a very
yeah.
simple
And
answer.
really
And don't.
it only matters, as you have said, all and if, like I said, ever since I've known you, all that matters is whether you're on the are righteous or wicked. That's only two camps. And worship God, or worship Satan, and all the other fluff does not matter, as far as really and really you can't he doesn't really care if you called him whatever you called him, as long as when we are on that before the judgment seat, it's going to just boil down to, did you be righteous or were you wicked? If you remember in when the Lord Jesus said, come. A blessed of my Father, enter, inherit the kingdom. We're entering into this kingdom. And he says, prepared for you from before the foundation of the world. He says, for when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. He boils it down to your actions prove whether you're righteous or wicked. And there are those who said, the other side on the goats on the left, he says, or on the left, whatever. But anyway, he said that they had, not giving him something to drink. He says, well, they say, well, when did we see you? When did we see you hungry or naked or thirsty or and not do anything for you? When did that happen? Didn't do it to the least. You didn't do it to me. And they did not enter into the kingdom. And so he's saying he's boiling it down to what people they want to argue about everything else in the world besides what's the real issue, which is our heart condition with him. And that's the thing we've got to get straight, every one of us. Make sure that we are walking with him, whatever we call him, whatever we, whatever we understand. Yes, go ahead.
I have a question. So, most military men in the USA are obviously Christian, very faithful to God, and are worried. And Pamela has asked, what if you killed a person per orders while on active duty in the military? How is that dealt with?
Well, if you're defending a country, you're
Under
called
God's
upon to
oath.
do it. And under that, this is something that you will deal with, because one of the worst things after a war is post-traumatic stress, and the only way to get over that is to build a relationship with God. You'll never get over it without it. And once you speak to God about what you did and why you did it. It's none of my business. It's none of anybody else's business. This is between you and God. And the one thing, I don't know if this is of any value, but the one thing about the exclusive brethren during the Second World War, they all were conscientious objectors and refused to carry a gun. So they were all given jobs in the kitchen and this, that, and the other. I don't know if today that's possible. I don't know. But they were
I'm very
conscientious objectors.
sorry. I very much appreciate anyone who is who carries a gun and saves innocent lives. If they have to put
Yeah, no, I
someone
agree with
down
that.
so that they can protect innocent lives. And that's really basically what President Trump was trying to tell the Pope today. And Tom Homan the same way. They're both pushing back on the Pope, saying, you haven't seen the children who've been terribly harmed. You haven't seen what he's seen. And we're trying to stop that. And that is a righteous thing to do. And so what it really boils down to is, again, like I've said many times, so has Charlie, is righteous or wicked? And so the people who worship Satan, who relish in killing, the people who love evil, that's what he's talking about. Those are the
Yeah,
ones
no, I agree with that.
that hell was created for the devil and his angels, and for those who join in allegiance with them. See, we join in allegiance with the holy angels, and we are fighting on the side of right. And so that's the difference. And only you know your heart, between you and the Lord as to whether someone's righteous or evil. And I'm telling you, it's being exposed before all the world who are, there's no middle ground. It's really just righteous or wicked. So I hope that's helpful. It's it's not a matter of, I did something wrong and God's out to get me and I'm in big trouble. That's what they tried to make it out like in in the religious institutions. It's a matter of, are you worshiping literally Satan? That's the issue. That's what it is to be to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, because either the Holy Spirit dwells within you or the demonic spirits dwell within you, one or the other. It's not, there's no middle ground. And so that to blaspheme the Holy Spirit is to push out the Holy Spirit so the demonic spirits can dwell within that person. And that's, you know, that's what these people have done. They've literally taken in demons. They literally worship Satan. They love evil. Hope that helps.
Yeah,
Thank
that
you.
does.
Melissa, you're a great decoder. Has
Thank you.
anything arisen lately that's coming up?
Is there, I'm sorry, say it one more time.
Is there anything that you've decoded lately that's coming up?
Oh, I would love to tell you something really cool. Okay, so this is really fun, and you can see it on the highlights on my Melissa Red Pill X account. Okay, so there is a beautiful passage in Revelation 19 that talks about there was an angel standing in the sun, shouting hi to the vultures flying high in the sky, come eat the flesh of kings. Quite a picturesque verse, right? But this is when it's the time finally to pull down this evil, terrible regime. Okay. So, what does this mean for an angel to stand in the sun? Well, what I have been able to decode and understand, and you can see this again, melissaredpill.com on my website. Just scroll down to the bottom and you'll see the beautiful sign of the Son of Man that our Lord Jesus told us to watch for. You know, I've shown you many times it happened September 23rd, 2017. It's delineated in Revelation 12, 1 and 2. There was a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and 12 stars on her head, and she was in labor to be delivered. This beautiful sign occurred, and 1 month after that, everyone started to wake up. 17 started posting, and there's been no stopping this great awakening. Okay, so I was like, okay, now I understand this, what it means for this to, you know, these symbol, this the star symbolism in the book of Revelation is literal stars. So I said, okay, when is there going to be an angel standing in the sun? The angels are the word, really what that is these wandering stars like Venus, like Jupiter, like Mercury, like Mars. Okay, and when is it going to be standing in the sun? So I looked on Stellarium, the Bible, the online planetarium, Stellarium, like stellar, IUM.org, and I found that Venus was going to be standing in the sun on Christmas Day. And so I told everyone, I said, I don't know you guys, but this is, you know, a rare occurrence. I wonder if something big is going to happen on Christmas Day. So we're watching to see what is going to happen. Well, on Christmas Day, what I understand happened was that because of the shorting of silver and gold, that the banks had to could not meet their margin calls, and they started to go belly up. This was on Christmas Day, so I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so exciting because they're finally it broke their backs, and that completed what I believe is the 1260 days, which is symbolism for this time of battle, this time of war. So that happened on Christmas Day. Well, when you count up from 1260 days, it's obviously not physical days. It's this is talking about a symbolism. Okay, it says in another beautiful passage in Daniel chapter 12. I go into all this on my channel. You can go and watch the videos on it. I go into much more detail and pictures and everything. But on when you count from that to this passage in Daniel chapter 12, where it talks about blessed are those who arrive at the 1335th day. I've always been wondering, what is this day? When? How would you even arrive at this day? Well, you have to get to the 1260 and understand that. And I believe that was Christmas. I think our forefathers knew this. They had so much knowledge about all these things that more than what we, you know, so much has been hidden from us. But the 1335th day takes us to a very special day that a lot of people don't realize, which is the day of Purim. Purim was on March 3rd this year. And that's the 1335th day. Well, blessed are those who arrive at the 1335th day. What are so blessed? What would be so blessed to arrive at that day is because we are literally witnessing the pulling down of this entire criminal cabal. We've been fighting for all these years, and we've been ready to see them finally lose their financial power, lose their military power, lose their ability to do all this evil to humanity. And we're witnessing that. Okay, so President Trump said that, and he went into Iran to break down Khomeini, which really it's not Khomeini, it's really the cabal. It's really the New World Order cabal that he's fighting, not clearly not the Iranian people. But he went in on Purim. He went in on Purim. And then he said it was going to be 4 weeks. Okay, well, what's 4 weeks? Well, that takes us to Passover week. I have a video on my channel also called Passover Prep. A lot of people don't keep Passover, but the Passover, the Lord told us to keep perpetually. That means year after year, generation after generation. And so we've been doing that. And right now we're actually in the festival of the counting of the Omer. This is the second week, the fourth day of the counting of the Omer. And that takes us to the Jubilee bundle when all the debts are canceled and the captives are set free. But we'll get to that one another time. But anyway, but this Passover week is what is celebrated when the people of God were set free from Egypt. When they were set free, it was on the full moon on the Passover day, and on the seventh day of Passover is when the Egyptian army chased them into the Red Sea and were covered over. If you remember from Matthew chapter 24, the Lord Jesus said that those who, it says they won't know what hit them until the flood comes and washes them all away. Just like the Egyptian army. That was the day when everyone was on the edge of their seats wondering, is civilization going to end right here? This great Iranian civilization. He was not talking about the Iranian civilization. It says the civilization he's talking about is the cabal, the criminal cabal. This is the civilization that ended on that seventh day of Passover, I really do believe. And we're seeing the end of it. This is the end of it. Their whole entire system is going is over. It's done. We are the blessed of the Lord. I want everyone right now to pinch yourself that you are witnessing in real time what the prophets and people for thousands of years have wanted to see is the destruction of this antichrist, evil, satanic, criminal cabal. And so this now, like I said, we're hit now on the day of the resurrection on Easter Sunday. You start counting these Omer. And so you want to get some, you know, go to Amazon, get you some. And so you can start counting with us. And you imagine having this beautiful bundle and you get to the day of Jubilee. Guess what's happening May 17th in Washington, D.C.? We're having a rededication of our country to the Lord. And they're calling it on the White House website, Jubilee. This is where we're headed.
What day is that?
Well, the celebration is May 17th. The actual Jubilee is the next weekend, but they're celebrating this in D.C. on May 17th. And I just see that as this criminal cabal is gone, you know, the prices of oil come down, the prices of everything comes down. Was it Zeldin? No, Hassett was just saying there's not going to be any inflation. I mean, every what thing's going to be set right. Every country will be set free. Go ahead.
In your opinion, only your opinion, because we don't give dates and what have you, right. But do you feel in your hearts of hearts that this will be over at the 250th sequential?
Yeah.
July the 4th.
I really do, because Iran will be free. We've talked about that for so long. Iran is being set free right now. The world is being set free. Now, yes, the Iranian people, whom I adore, one of my dearest friends is from Iran. You know, they're being set free and they're so happy. They're so happy. They've been in a horrible situation for so long. But even bigger than that is the world is being set free from this criminal cabal. And I like it because I've worked with kids for so long. You know, when you have kids and everybody's wanting to play nice, and then you have one who causes all this mayhem, if you remove that one who's causing all the mayhem, everything else is set at peace. And so I really do feel, now, of course, we still have a lot of work to do to get everything, you know, built back up in Gaza. Thank God, you know, Gaza is set free from these people, you know. And I don't know exactly what's going to happen over this beautiful Jubilee period, but I really do believe this is it. This is it. This is the end of it. This Cuba will be set free. You know, Lebanon will be set free. If we see what's happening in Venezuela. Everybody's on their way to this beautiful.
I've got a question for you, because obviously Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, Libya, countries that I've visited myself, the architecture is beautiful in these countries.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
But the question I've got for you, and this will hurt some people, a lot of the churches got satanic symbolism.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that's the dismantling of that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm so glad you said that, Charlie, because the other day when President Trump was talking about, make sure that you, when you do your tax return, that you do the big, beautiful bill document, A1, so you get a, you know, no tax on tips or no tax on whatever. So he's talking about that. with a Bible right in front of him. Okay? I have a Bible. I was using this the other day. Oh, I put it away. Okay, so I said, what page is he open to? What is he open to in the Bible? And so I kind of opened it kind of went to where I thought he was. And he was right around the page, I think, of where Josiah, King Josiah, tore down all of the altars to Baal, all of the Asherah poles, all of this, just exactly what you're talking about, Charlie. They all got ripped down and pulled down. I mean, it goes into it in 2 Kings chapter 23. I mean, it's all gone. The Bible says, and this is it, I didn't mean to write all these books. I really didn't. But you can see I get excited about this, and I've recorded this in books. This one right here, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. One of the minor prophets was talking about that we will look for our enemies. We won't be able to find them. Even the names of these demons will be forgotten. They're going to be so eliminated because they won't be, like you said, in the churches or the mosques or in any of these places. Everything will be cleansed. Everything will be cleansed of all of this evil. It's going to be so wonderful.
It is. And we're seeing, and you're absolutely right, we're seeing the complete dismantling of the cabal, the deep state. And that includes DC. That includes the Vatican. That includes the City of London. That includes elements in Canada, in Iran, in Venezuela, in Taiwan, in Ukraine. All of this is being dismantled. And this is where the deep state and the cabal had their strongholds.
Yep.
And I've been pointing out to a lot of people in my audience the difference, because Donald Trump is destroying the United States of America corporation.
Yep.
But he's making America great again.
Yeah. Yep.
And of course, most people overlook the fact that America consists of 37 countries. Canada is part of America. Mexico is part of America. Venezuela is part of America. They're all part of America. They're not part of the United States. If you listen carefully to the words, he's destroying the United States of America corporation.
Right.
But at the moment, we're seeing the rebirth of America.
Right.
Which, when I say to people about the Venezuela being part, I say, where is Venezuela? Oh, South America. Canada and Mexico are in North America. You've got Central America. You've got the American Virgin Islands. You've got many different parts of this that are all part of America. And America is being reborn. Make America great again. That's all 37 countries to be made great.
America,
Not the United States. America, not the United States. The United States was the corporation run from Washington. And that's what's being dismantled.
Well, this beautiful bundle of grain behind me is called the Omer, O-M-E-R.
Okay.
And I really do think that's where we got our name, America.
Yeah.
We are the bundle of grain. If you remember the story of Joseph, he had this dream that his brother's bundles of grain would bow down to his bundle of grain. And, I think that's America, that we're just like Joseph was destined to save the world. We are destined to save the world. Everyone's counting on America to do this. And not that we'll be bowed down to. Joseph didn't care really about that, but that he was in that position to do this. And that's why we have to, thank God President Trump used the might of the military, or Iran would never be free, right? Okay, so I was going to tell you something. What President Trump had the picture of, with Jesus. I think that the picture is really about him healing our country, and we can have all the money in the world. We can have all these things. And I talk about this in the book, we're going to have all of this, all the things in the golden age. We have to have the healing, or it's curtains anyway. What good is all this money if you don't have it, if you're dead, right? Mm-hmm. And so all the things that are happening, but we really need the healing of our unity. That's the thing that's probably killing us more than anything. And we'll have this for America and really for all the world. We have beautiful, beautiful days ahead. I'm so happy to report the good news of the kingdom. I'm so happy that the Lord gave me this job to do, because I have the funnest job in this movement. I'm so glad that I don't have the job of exposing all the evil things. I do expose it, But I really get to counter it a lot. And that's why I think people really come back to my channel, because there's a lot of good news that I tell. And I know that's why everybody loves your channel too, Charlie. I appreciate what you do.
You and I had the privilege of sharing time together at Donald Trump's house, didn't we, at Mar-a-Lago?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah. It's an amazing time. It's an amazing place. And it's amazing to be in the presence of a man that God has put in a specific position to do a specific job. And the atmosphere was absolutely wonderful there. I mean, it was a great atmosphere there. There were some great people there.
Yes.
So when you hear people criticize, my first question is, well, have you been there and have you met him? Because most of the people who criticize have never met him. And it's the same with the criticism that you and I get. These are from people who've never met us. You know, I am concerned about what my wife thinks about me, my family think about me. But people who've never met me, who form an opinion having never met you face to face and talk to you. I saw somebody the other day that was interviewing somebody, and they were trying to tell them about their parents. And the person that was being interviewed said, "You've never, ever met my parents. How on earth can you make that sort of statement?"
Right.
And I thought to myself, this is how the world's become.
Well, and I blame the brainwashing, and I blame, you know, there's a lot of people who are, you know, out there. I even talked about this. I just did a video about the Artemis. You might want to go check the one about Artemis, because a lot of people don't realize that Artemis is actually in the Bible. And yeah, it's in the book of Acts chapter, I think, 19. And it's just so hilarious, because even in that day, it talked about the people who are having this riot, this protest, and they're screaming and carrying on for hours. And they didn't even know what they were screaming about. I think that's the case of so many people. They don't even know, you know, because they're so brainwashed and they're so led around by the nose. I'm telling you, these people are brainwashers, are very good at their job. It is. But the people who come on our channels, they're paid. The people who are on our channel, but by and large, they're just trying to get to the truth. And maybe they'll agree with us, maybe they'll disagree with us, but they know that we're coming from a place of we're trying to get to the truth. And so I don't pay any of that any attention. Not one little half second. I have no time for that.
We got time for one more question before Melissa will probably close us in prayer.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, last question from Dina. Melissa, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on Paula White as Trump's spiritual leader. I have my own feelings spiritually.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll just say that I don't feel comfortable with some of the things that the way she does. And you can see, by the way, that I do what I feel comfortable with. I feel, you know, and I just don't feel comfortable. And I think that President Trump exposes a lot. I'm not saying she's evil. I'm just saying that I think it's exposing that people are like, that's probably not really what we are really needing to have holy churches. You know, we can do a lot of bluster and a lot of fanfare and a lot of, but really the Lord is in that still small voice, you know, and getting the truth out. I hope does that answer the question?
Can you see Charlie's cheeky face? You can't wait to answer.
Uh-oh, go ahead. No, you say, I should let him answer.
I think you're absolutely right, Melissa, because Donald Trump never points the finger. He just points a spotlight.
Thank you. Yeah.
He lets people expose themselves. He doesn't need to do it. Yeah. He puts them in the spotlight. And hang on, what's this?
97 Liverpool.
Charlie, can you give a shout out to the 97 Liverpool supporters killed today?
Oh my goodness, I don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about it. Zoom user, you haven't even got your name, so I don't know who it is. But I'm against all form of killing, and I will certainly 100% give a shout out to the
Liverpool. Is such a beautiful city
in history. Was it today that they were killed at the football at the Sheffield?
Hillsborough. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, my heart goes out to all the families, not just for the killing, but for the bullshit and lies that covered up the people who did it.
Yeah.
The police that were involved in that. My heart goes out to all of the families. I'm an Ipswich and a Chelsea fan, but I have a lot of respect for Liverpool and all the football clubs.
Yes.
And when you lose life, you know, Diego Jota recently there was a memorial for him, and that was a tragic thing that happened to him and his brother recently. But yeah, for the families who lost so many at Hillsborough, and Hillsborough holds a special place in my heart because my daughter lives in Sheffield, so I drive past the football stadium on a daily basis when I'm there. I'm there next week, so when I'm there, I drive past it. So
Yes.
holds a very special place in my heart. And my heart goes out to every single family that was involved, that lost members of their family in that terrible disaster because of incompetence and, yeah, incompetence. And on that note,
Awful.
I will let Melissa
Yes, I was going to say one other quick
close
thing.
this.
Somebody said that the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C. is being prepared for baptisms. I hope so. It is an awful slimy swamp right now. When you go up to Washington, D.C. and you walk past and you're thinking it's going to be what you think of as a reflecting pool, it's horrid. So I'm excited that they are going in to make the reflecting pool great again. And that would be great if it was used for baptisms. But this was all done intentionally because they wanted to say, but from Washington to Lincoln, it's just a cesspool. That was the symbolism they wanted us to have. But everything's going to be great again. Thank you for the love. I see you, lady girl. I appreciate that. I really do appreciate it. Thank you for you enjoying the books. I'm so happy to get to share, like I said, the good news of the kingdom. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and thank you that you are the king of the world. You're the one in control, like Charlie was saying, and you are setting all of the world, all of humanity, free from this terrible satanic criminal cabal. Thank you that we are so blessed to get to live in this day. What an honor, what a blessing, just and that you've given us not only to live in this day, that honor, but also the eyes to see it. And not only the eyes to see it, but also to be a part of it and to do what you've called each one of us to do. I ask your blessing on each one. I pray you protect every hair of their head all the way to the sole of their feet. I pray that you'll protect, bless them to be effective in sharing the truth everywhere they go, with everyone they meet, with all throughout social media. And Lord, I just thank you for the day that's coming that we'll have righteous leaders in every position, that we'll have peace and health and wealth all over the world, that this is the day that you promised your kingdom will come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.